Hello, Libra. It's your turn. This is your September reading, 2018. Sun, Moon, Rising, Venus, and Jupiter, Libra. Even Mercury, if you want to include your Mercury. If you don't know your other signs, just go to the link below this video to find out what your other signs are. It will help you a lot when you're trying to plot and when you're when you're trying to pick up, put your puzzle pieces together regarding the situation. It helps when you get this like 360 picture instead of just, you know, one-sided. Do that, especially if you feel like your sun sign doesn't resonate with you. Like readings for your sun sign, I know for me, my sun sign readings don't really resonate as much as my Venus and my moon or ascendant or rising sign. All right, as usual, you know the drill. This is a general reading. It may or may not resonate with you. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. If it does, if it sounds right, sit tight, keep watching. If it sounds wrong, move along, go to the next video. Always remember that you're in control of your life. Tarot readings are just like a gauge to measure the environment, like a thermometer. If you don't like it, change it. You're not a slave to the cards. All right, Libra energy. Spirit, what messages do you have for the sign of Libra for September 2018? Messages for the sign of Libra, September 2018. Okay, I'm being asked to do a past, present, future reading for you guys. So, that's what I'm gonna do. Am I wearing my mic? Okay. So, someone can't sleep at night because of a heartbreak. But, no. The cosmos is smiling at you right now. And it has turned the wheel of fortune in your favor. And it's telling you that things are about to change. King of Cups. So you may be involved with someone older than you, and I mean significantly older than you. Someone who's very stable though, emotionally. Sorry, I'm just fixing my mic. Hold on, what happened to that? Okay. So someone who is very stable emotionally speaking. So the sort of person that you want to be in a relationship with, because you know that this person is not immature in any way. So that for some of you, you are in that kind of relationship. All right. So let's read your cards. So in the past, some of you have been dealing with sleepless nights, okay, trying to have a pity party by yourself, like rehashing situations in your head that hurt you, and even making up more worst case scenarios in your head for the future, which does not do you any good, obviously. And this has got to do with this one. Okay? With your Three of Swords, with a broken heart. So someone's heart needs fixing. I'm also sensing someone's literal heart needs fixing. So maybe someone needs a surgery. Maybe for one of you. And this is the reason why you can't sleep, because you're worried about your surgery for some of you. But like I said, the cosmos has smiled upon you. The stars, the planets are aligning, okay? And so the Wheel of Fortune has turned in your favor, and it's telling you that you should not worry because the universe has got your back. So you're gonna be fine, okay? You're gonna be okay. Yes, it's gonna hurt. Yes, you're still hurting. Yes, it's not going to stop immediately, but you're gonna get there, and you have support, okay? Now, in your present energy, you are waiting for something, okay? Some of you may have invested their money on some sort of, I don't know, mutual funds, bonds, stocks, or any other form of investment, and you are waiting for the return. Wands over here are very creative, fiery energy as well. So this could also mean that you have invested your talents, your energy, your effort, your creativity on something, and now you're waiting for the returns. Okay, maybe you have created some sort of art. Maybe you have an art gallery. You have some sort of paintings, or I'm sensing someone who is working with metals, like upcycling, and you're waiting for, you know, people to buy them. Now for some of you, this is someone waiting for, okay, in the love department, someone waiting for a visit from their partner or their lover. Waiting for them to travel to you. And you have been waiting for a very long time. Maybe some of you have been waiting for like 3 years. Someone likes to walk barefoot. Or walk around with just socks on. Okay, so that's in your present right now. Another one that I'm getting is that, oh, you're getting some kind of an offer. Okay, someone is coming to you, 20-ish, 30-ish kind of age, male or female, wanting to offer you love. This person is like, they carry themselves really well, whether it's male or female. They're well dressed. They're good looking. But they're not very tall. Okay, they're not very tall. Yeah, and they're offering you love. But it's like they're offering you love, but you're dead. I mean, by that, I mean, you don't even see it because, like, it's like you are not even over a relationship that has stabbed you 10 times, okay? So it's like someone is coming and trying to offer you love, but you feel dead inside. You know that feeling? You feel dead inside. So you can't acknowledge this person because you are still, like I said, reliving this memory of what happened to you, reliving this memory of your broken heart, okay, your heartbreak. And so it's like you're not responsive, obviously, because how can you respond if you're dead like this, right? Like on the inside, if your heart is dead because of what happened in the past. So it's almost, I see this person like doing everything to get your attention, dressing really well, trying to talk to you, but you're not noticing them because your back is turned on them. If you think about it, your back is turned on them. You don't notice this offer. Also, I feel like they offer this to you not in a very direct manner. It's like they're just showing you signs. They're giving you hints that they like you, that they want to ask you out, they want to offer something, but it's like you're just too dead to notice. You're too dead to notice. Okay, that's in your present energy. Now, in the future though, we have here the Ace of Pentacles, which is a good thing, okay? This is the universe offering you something. It's almost like, okay, I see what happened here. I see that you have suffered so much, right? This, and this. I mean, can you get any more swords than that, right? You can get any more swords than that. That's too much. That's a lot of swords, right? It's too much. I mean, I can't blame you for being dead inside. If you have that kind of stress in the past and in the present, it's really going to be very difficult for you to acknowledge the people around you, to notice them, or even take a hint from, you know, their behavior or how they act towards you, because you're dead. You don't feel a thing. You're numb, right? But the universe, like I said, is trying to help you out. The universe is saying, you know what, here, I'm going to give you a chance to start over, okay? I'm going to give you a chance. And so, the funny thing here is that, okay, the universe is giving you this chance to love again, to be happy again. However, did I say Libra? This is for Libra, right? Libra. However, Libra, look. Okay, so you're being given something, okay, a new lease on love and life through this person. However, you know what you're doing? What you're doing is that you are trying to sneak away. Okay, you're trying to sneak away. You're trying to run away from this situation. You don't want to do it. You feel like you're not ready. You feel like because you're holding the swords over here, thinking to yourself, I just pulled these swords from my back all by myself. Okay, it took me a while to even pull 7 swords out of my back because he had 10. Then you pulled 7 swords, right? So you still have 3 stuck behind your back and in your heart, striking your heart, piercing through your heart from behind your back. You still have 3. So you're thinking to yourself, you're not ready. You don't want to get yourself in another relationship, right? Because you're not even done. I mean, look at that. You're looking behind you because you're still thinking, you know, I still have other swords to worry about. I'm not yet done. I'm not yet healed. I haven't moved on. So even if this person is giving you hints, okay, probably a water sign, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, Even if the universe is giving you this, a new lease on love and life, a new beginning, you're not focused on that. Because you are focused on getting away from everything. Getting away from, well, this one, this Ten of Swords, right? And this one over here, okay, the Chariot over here, is, this is actually movement, but I see you moving, like moving away, okay? You're moving away. That's your goal, because this guy is looking over here. It's almost like he's looking at that one and thinking to himself, I'm going to go inside that car and run away. Like you're thinking of just running away. You're thinking of just hopping into your car and just taking a long drive to nowhere. Just so you can forget that you still have three swords on your back. And, you know, it's understandable. It's understandable that you want to escape. Because who walks around with three swords, right? How hard is it to walk around with three swords? I mean, sure, this guy has 10 swords on his back, but look, he's lying down. But for you to walk around with three swords on your back like that, it's hard. It's hard because it's like a perpetual reminder of the hurt that you're feeling. And the thing is, instead of allowing some other person with the help of the universe to remove the remaining three swords on your back, okay, instead of allowing the universe and this person to do this for you, you'd rather just sneak away, run away, move away, drive away. But obviously, it's not gonna help you. Driving away, running away, is not going to remove the three swords on your back. And I think, you know, you're thinking, well, I was able to remove seven of them, so I can remove three. Right? It's just three. I can remove that. But the thing is, the way the cards are laid out right now, I don't see it happening. I feel like you have used up all your energies, all your strengths on removing these seven swords. Now, for the three remaining ones, you can't rely on yourself solely. You need someone else to do it for you. This is the time that you need to ask for assistance, you need to ask for help, you need to recognize that there are people around you who are willing to help. Okay, people who are willing to help assist you with that. Now, let's clarify this. Should we clarify this? I mean, well, let's not clarify that anymore because we already know what's happening over here. But let's just get an advice, right? Spirit, please give us an advice. How does Libra remove the remaining three swords on their back to heal from this heartache completely and be open to love being offered by people around them and by the universe? Please give us an advice for Libra and how they can get over this heartbreak. Okay, we have the Six of Cups. Two more cards, Spirit. here. Advice for Libra. On how to heal their hearts. Okay, at the bottom of the deck right now is the Queen of Pentacles. So we're talking about the energy of someone devoted to the home. Okay, that's the energy of a homemaker. So whether it's a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, single mom, single dad, or just a single person managing a home, this is just the energy of someone who is lovingly caring for the home, the physical home, and the people in it. So I feel like as an advice, it's telling you to focus on that. Focus on the home. Focus on taking care of the house physically, you know, the structure itself, and also focus on the people inside the house if you live with other people, okay? Especially if they are, you know, your family. Now, for the other three cards that we got, first card is the Six of Cups, okay? So the energy of thinking about the past, the very wonderful memories of the past. So we're talking about someone who, I feel like this is, it's telling you as an advice, it's telling you to, instead of focusing on the bad things or instead of focusing on the awful memories that you've had with, you know, the person who did this to you, and stabbed you 10 times in the back, you're being asked to just remember the good times, okay? I know it's gonna be hard to think about that, right? But surely there have been moments in this relationship where you've been happy, right? Surely there have been times when you thought that it would never end, that it would always be beautiful and pure and sweet and sincere and full of love. And, you know, your spirit guides in the universe are telling you that you should, if you ever will think about this relationship and this person anyways, just think about the good things. Focus on the good things that happened. Because the thing is, you cannot completely forget somebody. You cannot say, oh, I'm just not going to think about this person anymore and remove them completely from my memory, like, you know, the Men in Black thing where you can just forget stuff. Memory eraser or something, you know. You can do that, right? There will always be times, like, even when you, especially when you most, you don't expect it to happen, when you least expect it to happen, okay, you will remember them, you will remember all your past memories with this person, and the more that you try to relive the bad memories in your head, okay, the more that you try to do that, the more it's gonna hurt you. And what's going to happen is that those three swords that you have still on your back, piercing through your heart like this, is just going to drive deeper and deeper into your heart. And it's not going to help you. However, when you start thinking about the good things that happened, slowly this will enlarge your heart. Like it will, you know, it will make your heart bigger and bigger. Because when you think about good things, our heart gets bigger. Like fluffier and bigger, right? And when that happens, the bigger the heart becomes, okay, as the heart tries to expand, what's gonna happen is that these swords are slowly going to eject themselves. I can't find my words. They will eject themselves slowly and leave the heart completely over time if you keep on expanding it. There's just no other way. They're not gonna drive themselves deeper into your heart. They're just going to slowly, because as your heart gets bigger, then this swords become smaller with respect to your heart, right? So the ratio and proportion, right, is going to be different. It's going to be largely disproportionate. And when that happens, you will get a point, you will reach a point where these swords will just look like needle pins stuck in your huge heart full of loving memories. And when that happens, they will hurt less and less. And they will just probably just fall off eventually. And then you're gonna get healed. You will get the healing that you need. And it would seem effortless when you think of it that way. But trying to think of all the good things and forgetting about the bad things is not very easy to do. But it's not impossible. It's doable. It takes a lot of mind power. It takes a lot of effort. Yes. But it's better to think of it that way than to burden yourself with thinking about the bad things that happen, right? Because you're gonna spend your time thinking about this person anyways. So if that's the case, why not think of good things that will eventually expand your heart and remove all those swords, right? So it's the same effort, same energy, but with a better result, right? So the universe is telling you that. Think of the good things. Forget about the bad things that happened. I'm not saying think of the good things and then come back or go back to that person. No. Just think of the good things and leave it there. Understand and appreciate that there have been good things, you know, just appreciate and be grateful that you were able to experience the good side of it, at least. And for the bad side of it, appreciate that you learned something from it and that now that you've learned it, you will never have to go through them again because now you can recognize it, right? Okay. The next advice we have from Spirit is this. Okay, 10 of Wands. Now, as advice, for me, it's telling you that this situation may be burdensome. Like I said, it's going to be difficult. It's never going to be easy. Nothing is ever easy or nothing worth doing is ever easy. Right? But you are capable of it. This is the 10 of Wands over here. This guy carrying the 10 of Wands. Yes, it's hard. Yes, he's having a hard time. Yes, it's burdensome. But he's managing. And the universe is telling you that it looks hard, but it's manageable. And you're capable of doing it. So, do it. Okay? If it's gonna take the same amount of energy thinking about negative things, switch it up and just think about positive things, because it will make a whole world of difference if you switch it up to something positive instead of, you know, focusing on the negative things. Okay, now another message, the last one is the Queen of Swords. Okay, it's telling you, Libra, to invoke, embody, channel your Libra energy, okay, with the Queen of Swords over here, because this is air energy, so Aquarius, Libra, Gemini, but you know, I'm sensing for this one, this is you, okay, this is your Libra energy with your sword, upright sword like that, with the Queen of Swords. It's starting to channel that, and by channeling that, meaning you do not tolerate BS from anyone, never again, right? It does not mean that you have to isolate yourself and be scared of loving again or be scared of opening up to other people like this one, right? Don't be scared of these things. Don't be scared of the universe trying to give you a chance at love, another chance at love. But what it's telling you right now is to recognize, now that you have learned that some people are gonna stab you on your back, right? Recognize that yes, there are people like those, and if you see them, cut them off the minute that you see them so that they don't get to progress into stabbing you over and over again 10 times, right? That don't ever let that happen again. But at the same time, when I see the sword over here, like in this position, for me it's the energy of the, you know, justice, of fairness, equality, giving people chances, right? Giving people a fair go. So it's like you're being righteous, you are protecting yourself for sure, right? You are ready to swing that sword at anyone who is going to hurt you, but you don't need to swing it all the time, right? Just keep it there and be ready for when the time comes that you need it. But don't keep on swinging it at everyone that you see just because you're scared, right? Just keep it there and give other people a chance to come to you and offer you things, and then assess them. You know, this is very logical energy. Swords are very logical, very practical. So use your practicality, use your logic by giving people a chance. And if they mess up, then your sword is ever ready to cut them off. But what if they don't hurt you? What if they really truly want to give you something? What if they truly want to offer you something? And you just kept on swinging your sword at them and you never gave them a chance. You will never know. You will never know if that's your soulmate. You will never know if that is love waiting for you already, because you're too defensive. And it's understandable because you've been hurt before, but that's just how it is in this world. We get hurt, we get up, we try again. It's always the same process, because as humans, we are, you know, supposed to do that, right? It's part of the lesson. It's part of learning. It makes us a better person when we fall down and rise up. So the advice is to keep that sword handy and ready, but just keep it still. Let other people come to you, assess them properly, and don't just swing it at everyone who comes near you. Okay, Libra? Alright, so that's your reading for September 2018. Sun, Moon, Rising, Venus, Jupiter, even Mercury, Libra people. Thank you so much for your support, your likes, your shares, subscriptions, and your comments. Comment below if you want to say something. Hopefully nice. And I wish you the very best in September and the coming months. And I'll be seeing you in the next reading. Take care, Libra. Bye.